It's time for a change. Change the way we live and the way we give to each other. We all need change. Change our environment. With all the money spent, we can do better.
It's time for Sustainable Life with Carrie Rule of Napa Valley Life Magazine. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. I always love to introduce that song to a new person.
I know.
Skylar Jett, Think Green.
I love it.
It's our theme song. I am really excited this morning to have with me Irene Turner. And she is a phenomenal person. She's always so well put together, and she's beautiful and gorgeous. And and now I found out why, because she spent 15 years as an international fashion person, business, as a trend director, product developer, and color specialist.
And I wore my black sweater today.
I know.
I can't believe it.
We're not very colorful.
You should have warned
morning.
Me. I would have dressed up for the radio show.
Well, and then for the past 16 years, she's had Irene Turner at Home. It's an international interior design firm. But what's really interesting, and why I brought Irene on this morning, she's writing a book. So normally we bring someone on after they write a book, but she's in the process of writing a book. And the reason I wanted to bring her on is because we're on the cutting edge. No, we're going to be talking about slow home. And so welcome, Irene.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And I just, you did a lot of traveling. So the whole concept of slow home is really important to you. And you were telling me that you lived in a lot of places, but you do something unique wherever you're at. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I've lived in 33 places in my life, Europe, East Coast, Midwest, and finally I got here to California, and it's been great. But, you know, wherever I went, whether it was a hotel room or in my temporary office or whatever home I lived in at the time, I always craved that feeling of being at home. You know, so when I left the fashion business and slowed down a little bit, you know, that's what I wanted to help other people do, was have that feeling of being at home.
Okay, that's incredible. So what made you decide to slow down?
Well, you know, both businesses, whether I was in the fashion business or in the interior design business, I've always worked internationally. So I'd often be gone from my home 70% of my year.
Oh, wow.
And it was a lot of travel, you know, and I had no life. I was single for 19 years. And I just thought, you know, if I continue at this pace, there's going to be an aspect of my personhood which will be gone forever.
Right.
You know, and I felt like I was aging rapidly, etc. So I really needed to get off that treadmill.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
I do too. I think people are really starting to wake up to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have slow home.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What is that?
Well, if you think about it, you know, just close your eyes a minute and think about slow home. It's like you can stop for a moment and just breathe. And that's really, I think, what the essence of slow home is all about. It's about simplifying. It's about slowing down. It's about creating a sustainable life.
Well, we're all about creating sustainable life here. So that's great. That's a simplistic form of what slow home is. But really, what is slow home?
Well, you know, it's the opposite of our culture's fast-paced mindset that we all live in at this moment. You know, it's a way to describe a house that is that's simple to live in, that's light on the environment, and of course it's beautiful, because you know, beauty is one of those intangible elements that makes people feel good. It uplifts them and uplifts their spirit. So I would say it's the opposite of that, and it's what people are craving, as you said, because they want to slow down. They want to have balance in their life. So the rest of our life is going fast, 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 fast with all this communication, all this information, all of that to-do lists that we all live by. So we need a place to sort of unplug, like a crash pad, so to speak, or a landing pad where we can go and recharge our batteries.
So you're a trend expert. This is the up-and-coming cutting-edge trend. And so there actually is a slow home movement, and this actually came out of the slow food movement, correct?
Absolutely. It's a springboard from slow food, and slow food has created an awareness of slowing down, and so there's like slow travel now, slow parenting, slow money, slow all kinds of slow movements that are happening. Slow home, there's actually a company up in Calgary, Canada that's called Slow Home that is looking at the way homes are designed and trying to find floor plans that actually fit the way that people live. So that's
refreshing.
That's very refreshing, exactly. But I would say that we're on the cutting edge of this. And, you know, as times get faster and faster and faster and crazier, this movement is going to take off and much quicker than not, as everything else is these days.
Right,
it's quicker.
Right. Okay, well, speaking of not, what is slow food or slow home not?
Well, it's not defined by a style. It's not defined by size or age of a home or the type or the cost, but rather it's the quality of the underlying design. Okay, so it would be like, it's about the space as a whole, that so it seamlessly supports the daily lives of the people who live there. It's about how effectively and efficiently the space is designed and how it flows together. It's about each room really serving its function. And it's about overall simplicity of design.
Well, what if you don't have a lot of money? You can't hire an interior designer to come in, or I don't have the money to buy all these really nice, beautiful, handmade wood furniture. And, you know, I mean, how can you achieve this?
Well, there's a lot of ways. And, you know, it's I'd like to take it out for a minute out of the category of money or not money, because it's a mindset. Okay, so it's not about having the money or not having the money, okay? So, but the idea is an old one, okay? It's about reducing, reusing, repurposing, and recycle. Again, not a new concept, but in our new economy, people are thinking about that again. So it's really a growing movement again. And so there's a lot of things you can do. I call them the six R's.
Okay. Well, before we get into that, I just want to mention that one of the other trends is that's part of the slow home is people are not moving up or they're not building new anymore. They're taking their existing home and recreating that for a new purpose, correct?
Absolutely, and that's part of this. That's part of the six R's. It's really people are looking to downsize or right size, I should say, and to just basically simplify their lives. So whether you have multiple homes or you have one home, whatever you're doing, the people are really looking to right size and simplify.
That makes sense.
Okay, so let's go over the six ways that you can slow your home down.
Okay.
So the first one is to repurpose.
Is to repurpose.
And what's that all about?
So we all have a lot of things in our home. Some of them we haven't used, and it's like your wardrobe. You haven't used it in over a year. So you want to repurpose. You want to donate things. You want to, whether you give them away, you give them to a charity, you give them to a friend or family member. Have a garage sale. Anything you no longer use or no longer need, repurpose it.
Okay.
So that would be the first R.
So then the next one is recycle.
Recycle.
So how's that different from repurpose?
So recycle is different in that it's really a decluttering process. It's getting rid of old paperwork, broken objects, trinkets you no longer use or need or appreciate, and you can't really repurpose in any way. Recycle it. Put it in the trash so it can become recycled paper. Just recycle the things that no longer even function.
Okay. Number three, refresh.
Okay, so refresh is one of my favorite things because it's one of the simplest things you can do and one of the least expensive, and that is to paint your home. It's another subject entirely to talk about the colors you choose because, you know, color adds a lot of energy. So that's a different subject. But repainting your home is one of the quickest ways to freshen your home.
So you can either do that on a very light budget or you can go all out and spend a lot of money.
Right.
You know, have someone come in and do the painting and so forth. So when you were talking, Kelly, about, you know, you don't have a lot of money, that's one thing you can do that doesn't cost money, or it could, depending on which.
Again, it's a mindset. What you're trying to do is freshen your home.
Freshen your home.
Right.
Re-energize. I love this one because I did this recently. And it really works.
It works.
Ooh,
you know,
tell.
We all know that everything's energy, okay? So this is not a well-kept secret at this point. Everything. So when something stays in one place for a long time, whether it's a pile of papers on your desk or your furniture, it becomes stagnant. The only way to get energy moving again is to move it around. So when you're moving your furniture, whether it's to clean it or to move your furniture around in a different configuration, you are moving the energy. And every time you move the energy, you're re-energizing your home.
Oh, I can't wait to go do
that. So move your furniture around.
Yeah.
We did a total.
Clean under your sofa. Can I tell you?
So even if you just move it, clean it, and put it
back. Put it back.
It's
you
okay.
have moved the energy.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, number five, reintegrate.
This is one of my personal favorites because we have these things when we move into a home that says, this is the dining room, this is the living room, this is the master bedroom.
Right.
Who says? I say take off that hat and look at your rooms in a different way. If you have a formal dining room that you never use, could it be better utilized for your family as an arts and crafts room, a library, or the TV room?
I love that idea.
Yeah, why have a place in your house that
you don't
sits
use.
There and looks pretty.
Oftentimes, the master bedroom is the largest room in the home, and all you do is sleep there. So if you work out of your home, why not sleep in a smaller room because you're sleeping?
Right.
And use your master bedroom as the office because it's usually tucked out of the way and you can close the door at the end of the day and leave your office.
Well, that's there
awesome.
You go.
That's awesome.
That's my problem in my house. I need to turn the master bedroom into my office. Okay, number six, redo.
Okay, redo is all about renovating. As Carrie was saying a little bit earlier in the show, you know, it's about taking what you already have. Mm-hmm. It's less expensive to stay within the four walls of your current home than to build on, because then you have to change the roof line, you have to do a lot of other things. So renovation is key right now, and that is one of the things that these architects in Slow Home up in Calgary really look at, is what is the floor plan? It's always easier to change what is within your current four walls than to add on. So renovating is still a very high value thing to do to your home, both as a return on your investment, which is always a good thing, but also as an emotional turn on for your family.
And you know, one thing that it's not on the list, but mm-hmm. I guess it's in the decluttering part, is not having too much furniture in your room.
Well, that's part of simplifying, you know, what's a matter of too much or not too much. You know, that's different for everybody.
Right. I mean, she was talking about that she has a couch and a chair, but she has these stools that she pulls out when guests come by.
Absolutely.
Love that idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Anyway, we've been talking with Irene. I have Eileen on the brain, but it's Irene Turner. And she has a website. It's irene-turner.com. And she blogs a column called Little Bits of Beauty. And actually, she's going to put this radio show on her blog, I believe.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it's been a real pleasure to have you on.
Yes.
And we just need to slow down. We need to eat our food slower. We need to live our life slower. And we need to slow our home down.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. Wonderful guest this morning. And Irene, would you please let us know when that book is out?
Absolutely.
Because I want to get my hands on it. And we'll let our listeners know, too, when
Absolutely.
It's out.
I know. I kind of said that she's in the process of writing the book. So she'll finish it. And because
right.
I want to
read
it.
Well, why don't you bring her back on the show when her book is done?
Yes.
And we can do this.
Well,
I'll put the link to your website on my blog this morning as well.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
For All Things Sustainable, pick up a copy of Napa Valley Life magazine and turn to our Sustainable Life section, or you can go to www.napavalleylifemagazine.com and hear a repeat of our radio show. Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you listening? Do it for the planet. Every minute.